Good evening. We'll go ahead and call to order the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for June 10th, 2020. First on our agenda, if you'd please stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And for roll call, let it show for the record all members are present. We do have Kendall and Rachel online through WebEx, so they are joining us as well. And a few introductions as well. We do have Carmen, our Enterprise Town Advisory Board Secretary, Tiffany Husser, liaison to Commissioner Knapp, and Jared with Current Planning as well. A few meeting notes before we get started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning, the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, the PC, for final action. So we are just a recommending board. Next brings us to public comment, the first public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait till the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. So at this time, I'll go ahead and open up public comment. Okay, seeing none, hearing none, I'll close public comment. Next brings us to the approval of the minutes for February 26, 2020, and March 4th, 2020, March 5th, 2020, and March 11th, 2020 for possible action. Did you guys see any changes or anything? Okay.
And just for the record, it took me 3 months to complete those minutes for our land use hearings.
Good thing we had the time.
They should be accurate.
Did Kendall or Rachel have any comments? No? Okay. Perfect. So at this time, I can make one motion for all. Correct? Tiffany? Perfect. So at this, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 26th, March 4th, March 5th, and March 11th, all of 2020. With that motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next brings us to the approval for tonight's agenda, June 10th, 2020. We do have one group of related applications that will be heard together, items one and items number two. Item one is ET2040046WS180716. And number two is ET2040047VS180086. So those applications will be heard together. Don't have any other holds or anything.
We have a request from the applicant for item number four, WS20-0221, to be withdrawn.
Okay. Okay, and then number four will be withdrawn. Thank you. Okay. So with those changes, any other comments? Anything? No? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda for June 10th, 2020. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next brings us to informational items. I do have the revised meeting dates for Enterprise Land Use Plan. The Planning Commission dates will be July 14th, 2020 at 7 p.m., and those will be the items for the area west of Decatur. July 16th, 2020 at 7 p.m. will be the Planning Commission for the areas east of Decatur. And for the Board of County Commissioners, August 12th, 2020 at 9 a.m., and that will be the entire planning area. Anything else? Informational?
Yes, just to let everyone interested know. So we will be continuing to meet here for the foreseeable future. The library district has indicated that they're going to be reviewing things on a monthly basis, and certainly when our space becomes available out in Enterprise, as that is the only facility that can accommodate us, I'll let everyone know, and we'll post the meetings accordingly. If you have not been over to the library since they opened last week, they have opened the library, but no public seating and no meetings or events or anything like that. So we will continue in this manner for now. Also just wanted to remind everyone that we are still somewhat on track. I think things got delayed a little bit with the code rewrite. And we do have representatives from each town board, including Enterprise Town Board, that will be participating in that. There's some kickoff meetings happening next week, so we'll continue to get updates from our representatives appointed for that work group. And that was it for public announcements.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So now that brings us to planning and zoning. So we'll start with items that will be heard together. Items one and item number two. One is ET20400046, WS180716. Waivers of development standards, first extension of time to commence the following. One, increase wall height. Two, reduce setback for a gate call box in conjunction with a proposed residential development on 2.5 acres in a RE, Real Estates Residential RNP1 zone. Generally located on the north side of Mesa Verde Lane and the west side of Placid Street within Enterprise. Number two is ET20400047, VS180086. Vacate and abandonment, first extension of time. Easements of interest to Clark County located between Placid Street and La Cienega Street and between Moberly Avenue and Mesa Verde Lane. Generally located on the north side of Mesa Verde Lane and the west side of Placid Street within Enterprise. Do we have an applicant for items one and two?
Yes,
hello.
My name is Lee Underwood. I'm sorry, 1311 Community Drive. I'm here to represent this. Is there anything particularly you want to hear about? Or
sorry, you can use the microphone so everybody can hear you.
Yeah, we have been wrestling on the project. We're just kind of asking for one more thing to be to the extension.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So at this time, I'll open up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on items one or number two? Okay, hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members? Kendall or Rachel? No? Okay. So you're okay with the dates?
Yeah, the date for the extension.
It was until November 6, 2022 to commence for the waiver of development. Okay. Perfect. So with that, nobody else have any question? No? Okay. So I'll go ahead and make a motion on number one, ET20400046, WS180716. Make a motion to approve per staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Oh, one more. I'll make a motion on number two, ET20400047, VS180086, to approve per staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Good evening. That brings us down to item number three, WS200215. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, cross-access, and two, alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a distribution center on 13.8 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Blue Diamond Road and the west side of Lindell Road within Enterprise. Do we have an applicant for number three? Okay. So number three, I will trail to the call of the chair. Maybe they're running late. Number four has been withdrawn, so it brings us down to number five. Number five is WS200222, waiver of development standards to reduce the rear setbacks for four single-family residential lots on 5 acres in the RE, Real Estates Residential RNP1 zone, generally located on the west side of Tenaya Way and the north side of Wigwam Avenue within Enterprise. Good evening.
Good evening, Madam Chair. I'm with Stephanie Allen at TV Festival Plaza Drive. Here on behalf of the applicant, Richmond American Homes. I could direct your attention to the overhead. I'll show you where this property is. There you go. This is an RE property within the RNP, located on the northwest side of Wigwam Avenue and Tenaya Way. by Touchstone Living, Touchstone Homes, if you've heard of them, for eight one-story RV lot development. And Richmond is stepping into their shoes. This is the approved tentative map for the property. You can see there's two cul-de-sacs with eight homes. Touchstone's one-story homes were not quite as deep as a couple of Richmond's models. And so on the four highlighted lots, lots 1, 4, 5, and 8, we are requesting a slight reduction in the rear yard. We've gone worst case scenario, so we've asked for 22 feet where 30 feet is required on those four lots, but not all of the models would require it. In fact, one of the four models needs the 30 feet. A couple of the other ones needs 24 feet, so we're kind of within that range, but we would like the flexibility to sell all four of the one-story models on those lots. Staff recommended approval, and we very much appreciate it, mostly because it doesn't impact anyone outside of the community. You can see lots 1 and 8 back up to Wigwam and Camaro. Camaro is a drainage unit that dashed through that kind of impacts the depth of these lots or the size of these lots. And then lots 4 and 5 back up to each other. And staff did put a condition that we have. We treat each of those yards to buffer it, but obviously homeowners when they buy these lots would understand that there's been a home that's been sold with those setbacks would be. So we would very much appreciate your approval, and again, we appreciate staff's recommendation.
Okay, thank you so much for your presentation. At this time, I'll open up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on item number 5? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members?
One question. On the original cap discussion, there was discussion of putting an asphalt path along the roadways to enhance the connectivity between the different school children in that area. Would Richmond consider that?
I heard you say a path along which roadways?
On three road roadways. One of the things that's been done in that area is a 5 to 7 foot just asphalt path being put in instead of just a bare dirt. Separated. You can see along, move along, further down. I don't think we can add it as a condition to this because it doesn't pertain to what we're doing, but if you could take it originally and ask them if they would consider it, please.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. I'm not sure I heard what kind of asphalt, but I'm happy.
Just an asphalt?
Asphalt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Sure.
Anything else? Carrie, you have anything? No? Anybody want, like to make a motion? Dave or Carrie?
I'll make a motion on item number 5, WS200222 for approval first application.
Okay, so with that motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That brings us down to item number 6, UC200213, use permit to allow a massage establishment within an improved shopping center on 0.7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of St. Rose Parkway, 270 feet west of Amigo Street within Enterprise. Good evening.
Good evening. This is
Olson,
1980 Festival Pass Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This property is located along St. Rose Parkway, just west of Amigo Street, within a commercial subdivision that was approved back in 2017 and amended a bit just last year. We are requesting a special use permit for a massage envy in this building here in one of the suites. We exceed the maximum setback to the residential, and we also need the 1,000-foot distance separation from other establishments. So we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval, and I'm happy.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So at this time, I'll open up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on item number 6? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members?
That's not the ending. I don't have any problem.
Okay.
Some of the other established, I was requesting a review period. So I think it
go
as is.
Okay, understood. Anything else? No? Okay. So with that, I'll go ahead and make a motion on number 6 to approve UC200213, approval per staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Do we have an applicant for number three? No? And I'll go ahead and open up public comment if anybody's here for item number three. Okay, hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. So we can hold until our next meeting, July 1st.
Yes. If you held till July 1st, they could still make their July 7th planning commission.
Okay, perfect. So I'll make a motion on number three, WS200215. Make a motion to hold into our next Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting, July 1st, 2020. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, that brings us down to general business, which is none. And then that brings us to comments by the general public. I'll go ahead and open that. Okay, hearing none, seeing none, I'll close comments by the general public. Our next meeting date is July 1st, 2020, and I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 6:19 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. How short was that meeting, Dave, that you had? 23 minutes? Ooh, look at that. You know, I'm always up for a challenge.